When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Knowing how competitive you are, caring about the defense and the offense, was a change needed on the offense?
What does that got to do with my competitiveness?
Just because you want to win, so you're looking at all different parts of the team, that you're invested in the offense, you're invested in the defense, because it matters.
I mean, I want to win. So, I mean, quite frankly, I didn't give a damn who's the coach or the OC. I mean, if we win the games, we win the games.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. You can't play gotcha with a
How was that gotcha?
Soon-to-be Pro Bowl cornerback.
That was a fair question.
David's favorite player.
That was a fair Jaylen question. Johnson. I like Jalen Johnson. He does a tremendous job. Mark Grody asked a good question. Jalen Johnson went that way with the answer.
You like for Johnson. Reasons. I'm going with Grody.
I'm going with Grody. I'm Team Grody all the way.
Grody time.
Here's the word I use, because I talked about this with some of the other reporters that were involved in that. Like, I wasn't mad. I was like, that was unnecessary.
It was.
That was unnecessary. Like, I think, and I was talking about this with Weeder. I mean, Jalen Johnson just, especially with the core reporters that are there every day, and I would be one of those, he does like to challenge us. And usually he's on point. That one I thought was unnecessary. I'm calling you you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mark Grody joins us on the Aturo hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. And Mark, I guess as I look at this game, David and I, we're depressing each other this morning because we can't come up with the winning game plan. We've spent some time. We knew there was going to be a change. We knew they needed our input. And yet we can't come up with the way in which the Bears win.
Well, boy, I hate that I'm coming to the show with this, but I have not figured it out either. How about this? How about in a fantasy? Thomas Brown is the offensive coordinator that Caleb Williams has always needed, and he unleashes him, and he's going deep on every play. I have already picked the Green Bay Packers to win this game. And honestly, you know what's scaring me the most about this game? Honestly, it's Josh Jacobs. It's Josh Jacobs that's scaring me the most, because there's just been too many. As much as we're focused on the offense, the Bears offense, that is, and it's justified, and I get it. I understand it. Some of the most jarring things that have happened to the Bears this year have been on explosive runs by opposing offenses, right?
You could not be more correct, Grody. He has 762 yards, and as I mentioned last segment, the Packers have 1,393 through nine games, the most they've had through nine games since 2003. So the Bears have to stop the run. Forget about the other drama. Forget about the trash talking. Forget about everything else. If the Bears don't stop the run, this is going to be a blowout.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at the Green Bay's offense in general, top 10 in points, top 10 in total yards, top 10 in passing yards, top 5 in rushing yards. Time of possession, they're good. So there's just a lot of areas, that the Bears' defense needs to be concerned with, and the Green Bay defense is to be reckoned with as well. I mean, if you want to flip it, Bears offense against their defense, I mean, they've got a lot of guys that have been around for a while that we're very familiar with, like Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark and Xavier McKinney, who's having an outstanding season. You mentioned the trash talk, but he has six sacks this year as well. Quay Walker, their weak side linebacker, really good. So that is the Green Bay Packers, unfortunately, are just a very complete team. And as the Bears go through this change and all of this, you know, looking in the mirror, this is not the ideal. Or maybe it is. Maybe the Packers are the ideal opponent, because if they do win this game, party's probably back on in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, I know how it works around here. The
Look
Bears
at the schedule.
I know.
That'll affect your party plans. Well,
no, gonna... I understand. Don't ruin my party. Don't ruin my party. Because the thing, if they win this game, that does a lot in terms of nobody's picking the Bears to win this game. I don't know. Maybe one of you guys have picked the Bears to win this game, but nobody's picking the Bears
to win this
game.
Thanks for listening.
They lost. Oh, okay. Okay. See?
Thanks,
Mark. See? I know. Hey, guess what? I listened to the Pick Six before I came on the radio here today, so don't take me there.
You're the one.
They've lost 10 in a row against the Packers. The last time the Bears beat the Packers, I was on the sideline interviewing Tariq Cohen because the Bears won the division in 2018
Wow.
at the end of that year. And then there's been a slow slide of the Bears since. I mean, that was the beginning of the end of the Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy era, when it just kind of declined a little bit. Obviously, you have the double doink, and then everything just spins out of control, and now here we are today. But a win would go a long way. And, you know, if they do beat the Packers because of how good this team is, then you start to look at that rough schedule and you say, maybe the Bears can be competitive, or maybe they can win some of those. So that's my positive spin, even though I have picked the Packers to win the game on Sunday.
This segment with Mark Grody is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Mark, that's an interesting point that you make, that, you know, listen, we know the league. You win three in a row, and then you lose three in a row. And if they somehow get this game, maybe they can win three in a row and three unlikely wins in a row. But, I just think that the more I go over it and the more I go back to it, they have done a terrible job in the division. They have done a worse job with Green Bay than any team in the division. You feel like they could split with Minnesota maybe. I'm talking about going into the year. You feel like they could maybe win one, or at least be competitive in one of the two against Detroit. But you're befuddled at how they're going to beat Green Bay. The Packers have had their number since the Flower got there.
The Flower, yes.
Matt LaFleur,
who, by the way, Jalen Johnson, very complimentary of the Flower yesterday, and has been in the past. He seems to really like the cut of his jib and the way he does business. This would all be fine. I mean, we knew this, Molly, coming into this season, how good this, well, maybe not necessarily Minnesota, but we knew the division was going to be jam-packed this year. What we didn't know was that the Bears were not going to hold up their end of the bargain when they got to this point. I mean, a lot of us, you know, being asked questions at the beginning of the year, can the Bears, who's the best quarterback in the division? And I think Caleb Williams was in the picture for sure, for potentially being that guy, and that the Bears would be in a competitive place at this point. I didn't think it was going to be easy. And even when things were going well for the Bears, I still said the Detroit is better, Green Bay is better, Minnesota might be better, but again, coming back to my point, we did not know that the Bears were going to hit this road bump that they've hit. Now, the last time they struggled so mightily this year was after that Indianapolis game. They did win three straight games. Those, of course, were lesser opponents, and it's fair to, you know, point that out. Rams, Jacksonville, and Carolina is a pretty easy row of teams. What they have coming up, Minnesota, at Detroit, at San Francisco, ain't so easy. So I don't know that you could just look at it and say, oh, it could be a similar situation.
This segment from Mark Grody is brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Shop now at buyfordnow.com. It's been a loud week, Mark. What has been the thing that has echoed the loudest in your head? Somebody said something, somebody did something. What will you remember most about this week?
Oh, I think the very precise debunking of, or I don't know if debunking is the right word, when Cole Kmet came out and said he heard, basically volunteered to, well, not volunteered, but we kind of kind of set him up for it, but he knew what we were talking about when we were asking about full support of Caleb Williams in the locker room and the report that had gotten out that there were a couple players who were asking for maybe Tyson Bagent to be the quarterback, and you sit Caleb Williams down, and basically Cole Kmet said, you know, that's just preposterous. He did say, hey, when things are going poorly, lots of things get sprayed out there. But I think that the underlying questions about Caleb Williams, while I don't know if it's fair or unfair, to me, even with the firing of the offensive coordinator and the hiring of Thomas Brown, that's been the most interesting stuff, or maybe disturbing stuff, just because of who I think Caleb Williams is and what I think he's going to be, and that is great on all accounts, but clearly there's a little bit of, you know, wonderment in terms of where Caleb Williams is, where he is going, because quite frankly, he has struggled pretty badly in the last 3 weeks. So that's the biggest thing that I think that I've taken away from all of this, even with everything going on. It still comes back to Caleb Williams.
Well, it does, and I think that it is preposterous because they couldn't do something like that. You can't bench the guy. You can't. You know, what you got to do, and I hope it starts this week, is maybe take some of the decision-making off the plate. Maybe don't have him getting to call his plays at the line of scrimmage, or, you know, have him run some plays. Figure out how to run the football. Figure out how to do some things without relying on the quarterback to read everything. And I wonder, can you think of what they do best on offense? If I asked you, what is the signature element of this team? What do they do best, and what can they do and repeat and wash and do again?
Yeah, no, there's nothing repeatable, Molly. I mean, it comes in spurts. I mean, sometimes, you know, I thought maybe after the Jacksonville game that, no, okay, the downfield passing game is there, and it's really occurring. At times, DeAndre Swift looks good, and the running game looks good. But no, I'm not going to sit here and just go through all this stuff. No, you're right, Molly. There is not a consistent, established identity on this team as
of yet.
How
can you get to that point in an NFL season?
It's crazy. How many games in? You are midway through
nine
your
games
season.
Nine
games in, and your signature is invisible ink.
Well, and I guess we'll find
can't
out
see
how
it's
bad of...
You can't... What? Off, you're right. You can't name one thing.
No, I can't. And I was going to just give like a bogus hand, but I'm not going to.
You go bogus.
Go bogus. Go rogue, Brody. Go rogue.
Ramble on. I don't know. Throwing to Roma Dunze. He's had a couple hundred-yard games.
Oh,
maybe
keep
that's,
rambling.
Maybe that's their ramble on. Maybe that's their identity. But I just really quickly, too, in terms of I thought about that. Like, could Caleb Williams benefit from just a game off where they say, okay, you're going to take a game off, and then the next game you're going to play? And then I thought, wait a minute, that's ridiculous. That would cause like just so much noise from all of us, from everybody in the locker room, especially if Bajan was to have a good game. That would, no matter what, would do more harm than good at this point to bench your quarterback. And as far as simplifying too, Mully, you were talking about the stuff at the line. I'm also conflicted on that at this point.
Yeah.
You are 4-5. It's going to be a rugged road to the playoffs. Do we really want to start taking development plates off of his table at this point? Because, you know, no matter what, some of these pains that he's going through may be hugely beneficial when he arrives at training camp next year. And I hate that I just said next year, but the Bears are 4-5 in a rugged division.
You know,
I mean, so right. Right, so make him into a pro quarterback, which the Bears have been doing, even if it looks ugly at this point. And hopefully Thomas Brown can reveal some better things about this offense.
Mark, we'll let you go just on the way out and quickly. Who do you think they'll fire next week, and which player gets cut?
Let's see. If the Bears lose, if they get trounced this week, they don't have a touchdown drive. Bye-bye, Thomas Brown. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Appreciate
it.
No, I
can't wait to see what Jalen Johnson has to say about that.
Oh, man. But, sir, you're so competitive. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
What did you call me? I called you competitive.
Oh, you're a handsome
Mark.
Man. Yes,
you're
all
a great
of that
man.
Stuff.
Bless you, sir.
Thanks, Mark.
Bless you too. Bye,
guys.
See you
Sunday.
That's Mark Rohde. Always fun to talk to him, even under these circumstances.